And the absolute last thing is, what do you do about something that is a bid'ah? Because that is another problem, that the corrective mechanisms we take don't work. First of all, then a person has this backlash and says, everything is a bid'ah. That doesn't work. And secondly, even at an individual level, if you go to someone and say, yeah, you're bid'ah, I'll tell you, that never works. Your job is not to label something as bid'ah for your fellow Muslim. Your job is to get them away from that amal. And you have to have much more hikmah than that. Now, you're walking by in Bahr Rabi'ul and you see somebody going into that Christmas decorated masjid. It's like Christmas. I mean, like, it's the same things, I think. The tinsel and the foil and the colors. And so it happened when I was going somewhere to give a talk. It was time for Asr, so we stopped at this masjid. The driver stopped at the masjid. I looked inside. But us din, imam ka masjid nahi tha, us masjid was so, matlab, lit up and, par ajeeb, I just looked and said, chalo, kisi aage wale masjid mein jaate hain. Ye zara ajeeb hoga, you know. But how do you stop it? You know, stopping it is not by saying it's bid'ah. It's never going to stop that. It's not going to stop anything. Right? So that's also a very unwise thing to do. So that is our roadmap. So, the two examples I picked for you was just because they're so similar in nature is 15th Shaban and 12th Rabi'ul Awwal. Similar in nature because they're both particular month, particular day. Right? And one is not bid'at, one is bid'at. And then there you can see how this formula works and how one thing passes and one doesn't pass. Right? What I wanted to do just very quickly before I move to 12th Rabi'ul Awwal, and even then I'm going to try to show you the other side. I'm going to show you, there are people who very strongly think that it's not a bid'ah, right? I will show you their perspective as well.